The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
In 1974, I had a Ford Foundation grant to study for several weeks in the summer at what was then called the Adirondack Humanistic Education Center, later became the National Education Center, and it moved from its original location. The original location was a farm, a vast sprawling farm, and there were very few accommodations for people to stay. So my wife, who was pregnant with our second child, my son and I, we camped on a field, and you could walk out every morning and just listen to an incredible symphony of sound coming from everywhere around you. And there was one star of the meadow. It was a white-throated sparrow who had a song that went something like this. And that stuck in my head. And eventually I composed a song based on that little riff. It's called Adirondack Morning.
Celebrate the morning, celebrate the dawning, celebrate the white morning dew, celebrate me, celebrate you. Celebrate the long-legged spider spinning a world underneath the bridge. Celebrate the sun a-climbing high over the eastern ridge. Celebrate the blues of the sky. Celebrate the greens of the grass. Let all the sounds and the colors come in. You'll never pass this way again. Celebrate, celebrate the morning. Celebrate, celebrate the dawning. Celebrate the white morning dew. Celebrate me, celebrate you. Song at your shoe tops, celebrate the song in the treetops. Celebrate the people rising, rising everywhere. Celebrate the dreams that they share, hands to hold and hearts to care. Let all their sounds and colors blend in. You'll never pass this way again. Celebrate, celebrate the morning, celebrate, celebrate the dawning, celebrate the white morning dew, celebrate me, celebrate you. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to a very special service here at the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Welcome, all of you, whoever you are, wherever you've come from, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, on your life journey, whatever you must in your conscience truly, responsibly believe, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, know that you're welcome here and invited to participate in this special service, a tribute that we do annually to Unitarian Universalist troubadours. We started this about over a decade ago, and UU troubadours are the singer-songwriters who help make our Unitarian Universalist faith more accessible and who inspire us to greater heights of spiritual awakening, compassion, and social activism. I'm Jerry Lazaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Thomas Paine Fellowship, and I'm very honored to officiate again this year's UU Troubadour service. In keeping with the April 2025 Soul Matters theme, The Practice of Joy, our service this morning focuses on music that manifests the joyful spirit by connecting us to one another and to the world. So what a joy it is to welcome you here this morning and invite you to experience the joy of making music. Let's begin worship by asking Kevin and Alex Dooley to light our chalice.
The chalice and the flame together form the symbol for our free faith. They signify, among many things, our openness to the wisdom of many ages and traditions and our commitment to keep the light of truth, the warmth of compassion, and the flame of liberty and justice burning within ourselves and our world. And this morning, the chalice and flame serve as a metaphor for the creation of music. The chalice is the container, the space where the musicians listen and listeners gather. The oil is the fuel, the hours of practice, and the life experiences of everyone in the room. The wick is the instruments and vocal cords through which the music will flow. And the flame is the music which is created as if by magic when the instruments are lifted, the breath is inhaled, and the downbeat is nodded. May this flame ignite the music within us all. We also will light the peace lamp. If you could say the response here, may peace be with us.
And with all the people of the world.
Thank you, Kevin and Alex. I think it's time to sing for joy. Our gathering this morning is Morning Has Come. It's the first song, number one, it's actually numbered 1,000, in our teal hymnal, Singing the Journey. So I think we have copies back there if anyone would like a copy. The words will be up on the screen, however. Now, UU Jason Shelton wrote the words and the music. We call Jason more of a conductor-songwriter than a singer-songwriter. He is, in fact, an award-winning composer, arranger, conductor, song and worship leader, and workshop presenter. From 1998 to 2017, he served as associate minister for music at the First Unitarian Universalist Church in Nashville, Tennessee. He's now engaged in ministry at large, focused on serving the musical resource needs of UU and other liberal congregations. Morning Has Come is one of 15 songs in Singing the Journey that testify to his UU faith and his artistry. For some songs, he wrote the words and music. For others, he wrote or arranged only the music. We're fortunate this morning to have pianist Matt Bunzik, a member of the UU Wellspring congregation, to accompany us in singing a song that urges us to dance with joy and sing a song of gladness. Morning Has Come. The words, as I said, will be on the screen behind me.
Morning has come.
I tend to agree with the quote at the top of our order of service today that, quote, it is much easier to sing about joy than to talk about it. But I do feel compelled to offer a few observations about joy to put today's service in the context of the practice of joy. What is joy? Trying to define joy can be like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. Is the answer finally like the ambivalent response to the question, what is art? I know it when I see it. Right. In the case of what is joy, is it a matter of, I know it when I feel it? Okay. Is joy the same as happiness? Is it just a heightened, more intense feeling of happiness, you know, sort of happiness on steroids? Or is it more than happiness? From what I gather, from over 2,500 years of wisdom on the nature of happiness is that joy refers to something deeper and greater than happiness. We can go back to classical Greece to see this distinction emerging. The Greeks distinguished between pleasure and well-being. Pleasure they called hedonia. You know, we get the word hedonist from that word, right? That is pleasure, sensual pleasure, physical pleasure, right? Well-being they called eudaimonia, E-U-D-A-I-M-O-N-I-A, eudaimonia. And pleasure is what we would kind of equate with the idea of happiness today, because being happy depends on the circumstances and the happenstances we're presented with, whereas well-being is a deeper, more enduring sense of meaning and fulfillment. The Judeo-Christian evangelists and theologians adopted this concept of an enduring emotional, mental, and spiritual state of being, as opposed to just a fleeting experience of pleasure. They spoke of this enduring state of being as joy. In fact, how many of you, the first time you ever heard the word joy was in the context of singing a Christmas carol? Joy to the world, the Lord, right? Okay. Yeah. Well, that influence persists to this day. The consensus among modern philosophers, theologians, psychologists, and poets seems to be that happiness is something that depends on external circumstances and on happenstances. Joy, however, is a disposition, a state of mind that transcends the circumstances that we may find ourselves in or the events that take place in the world around us. Most of which, of course, lie outside of or barely within our control anyway, right? The Benedictine monk, Brother David Sandale Rast, once declared, joy is the happiness that doesn't depend on what happens. Right? It derives from seeing your life as having purpose and meaning, as seeing yourself becoming the person you aspire to become, the person that's all that you think you can be. And this enduring, not fleeting, but enduring sense of meaning and fulfillment comes from so many sources, from our realization of the awe and mystery of the created world. It comes from connecting with others, from connecting with our inner selves. It comes from being mindful of the beauty and wonder of the world. It comes from gratitude for the gift of life. All of it, life's joys and sorrows, joys, life's struggles as well as its triumphs. It can even come from activism, from promoting the principles and values on which we build our lives and which give our lives purpose and meaning. So joy is a state of being that thrives regardless of what Hamlet referred to in his famous soliloquy as the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Right? Choosing to experience joy is perhaps our best way to cope with these misfortunes. Robin Wall Kimmerer is a Native American botanist, educator, and writer who reminds us that, quote, even a wounded world is feeding us. Even a wounded world holds us, giving us moments of wonder and joy. I choose joy over despair, not because I have my head in the sand, but because joy is what the earth gives me daily, and I must return the gift. Sometimes returning that gift means giving musical expression to our concerns about injustice and abandonment of values and principles that we believe promote well-being, not only for ourselves, but for our earth and for the more than 8 billion inhabitants of the earth, and of course, all those countless other creatures that inhabit it. Which brings to mind lines from a poem by J. Drew Lantham. Joy is the justice we give ourselves. It is Maya's caged bird sung free past the prison bars, holding spirits bound without due process, without just cause. So with this understanding of joy and its many manifestations, let's listen to and sing of joy this morning along with our UU troubadours. And the first up this morning is Jerry Krantman. This is Jerry's first visit to the Thomas Paine Fellowship. He found his way to us through mutual connections made at the Mainline Unitarian Universalist Church. He's been a musician for many years, from hootenannies to funk to folk. He's a songwriter and song collector and loves sharing those songs with others. And he loves it when audiences pay attention to the words and when they sing along, especially in harmony. This morning, he'll share with us two songs, May I Suggest, and Good Change Coming. Jerry, the mic's yours.
From Susan Werner, if anybody knows Susan Werner, and I don't know, it took me a while to really have the nerve to play this in public, but I kept working at it until I thought maybe it was presentable. May I suggest this is the best part of your life. May I suggest this time is blessed for you. This time is blessed and shining, almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see a thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a whole world that's been addressed to you. Addressed to you. And intended only for your eyes. A secret world, like a treasure chest for you, of private scenes, dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. Oh, I suggest to you, I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a hope that's been expressed in you, the hope of 7 generations, maybe more, and the faith that they invest in you is that you'll do one better than was done before. Inside you know, inside you understand, inside you know what's yours to finally set right. And I suggest to you, I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song. Comes from the West to you, comes from the West, from the slowly setting sun, with a request of you, that you see how short these endless days will run, and when they're gone, when the dark descends, when we'd give anything for one more hour of light. May I suggest this is the best part of your life? I wish I could say I'd written that, but no, I haven't. This one I have written, and we're in a strange political time, as you all know, I'm sure. You've probably heard about the new president, right? This is a song, in my mind, it sounds like a positive thinker song, and in a way maybe it is, but it's also a song about the way the universe works, if you know something about that. I'll say another word or two as we get in, but I want to teach you the chorus first, because I'm hoping for some sing-along, and I'll tell you that as far as I'm concerned, the thing that would send me home with the biggest smile on my face would be if harmony broke out in the group. If it got to be almost gospel-y kind of harmonies, that would be even better. So, you know, and the chord, it's only got 2 chords in the whole song, so it's not hard to find harmonies for it if you're a harmony singer at all. But let me teach you the chorus, and then we'll do the song. Got to hold on. That's what all you can do right now, right? There's nothing really for us to be done yet. That moment will come, but there's not much we can do now. So for now, you got to hold on. There's a good change coming. Hold on. There's a good change coming. Help us row this boat. The tide is turning. Hold on, people, hold on. Yeah, I know. We don't know the outcome, right? Positive thinking, whatever. But we know that all things pass. Even the Spanish Inquisition went away. It took 400 years, but it went away. The pendulum swings back and forth. And they're breaking so many things. So don't wait to be deputized. Look for opportunities to help out now. And singing with your friends might be one of those opportunities. So don't miss that one, okay? Whoops, I didn't start it again. So let's do the chorus. Got to hold on. There's a good change coming.
Hold on.
There's a good change coming. Help us row this boat. The tide is turning. Hold on, people, hold on. That's good, nice. They said our country's gonna need some changes. But then those changes were so mean and dangerous. Seems they mean to completely rearrange us. Hold on, people, hold on.
Got to hold on.
There's a
good change coming. Hold on.
There's a good change coming.
Help us row this boat.
The tide is turning. Hold on, people, hold on. Peaceful changes take thoughtful persistence. Over years we made gains despite resistance. Now we may have to go the distance. Hold on, people, hold on. You got to hold on. There's a good change coming. Hold on. There's a good change coming. Help us row this boat. The tide is turning. Hold on, people, hold on. Well, we fought for change. We made some progress. They think their new plan is gonna stop us. We got to show them we're not defenseless. Hold on, people, hold on. Got to
hold on.
There's a good change coming.
Hold on.
There'll be a good change coming.
Help us row the boat.
The tide is turning.
Hold on, people, hold on.
Nice. Now that storm is really blowing, and no one really knows which way we're going. I see a lot of fearful faces, and the number keeps growing. Hold on, people, hold on. Got to hold on. There's a good change coming.
Hold on,
there's a good change coming.
Help us row this boat.
The tide is turning.
Hold on, people, hold on.
Time. Let's sing it so the fascists hate harmonies. So we're gonna hold on. There's a good change coming.
Help us row the boat.
The tide is turning.
Hold on, people, hold on.
Let's get back on the track to what we were becoming. Hold on, people, hold on.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Next up is our own Christine Winchester Perry. Doesn't need much introduction for most of us, but she's performed for years, written music for years. She performs solo and also along with her husband, David C. Perry, who was going to be here this morning, but he had a change of gigs because of weather, and so he had to back out of this morning's program. But Christine is prepared to do a song with us, Till Justice Comes.
Yeah, I'll just say a second about it. So we're gonna watch a video. This video is actually produced by David, my husband. It's a lyric video. So I hope that you can join in. It's kind of a zipper song, and a zipper song is such that each verse is the same through most of it, except for one line. And that one line keeps changing. So I got my little cheat sheet here on my phone. Yeah, so it'll be right up there. And, you know, whatever parts you feel compelled to sing along, please do. I wrote this in February of this year. And, yeah, we just finished the video 2 days ago. So hopefully enjoy it. Go ahead and roll it, Mike.
Fighting for our rights till justice comes.
And we'll wave our banners high till justice comes.
We'll keep marching in the street,
and we won't accept defeat.
We'll be drumming to one beat till justice comes.
Justice comes. Justice comes.
We'll keep fighting for our rights till justice comes.
We'll be fighting for our rights now. Raise your voice,
and we'll wave our banners high and raise your voice.
We'll keep marching in the street,
and we won't accept defeat.
We'll be drumming to our feet
now. Raise your voice.
Raise your
for singing along.
My next performer this morning is Kevin Dooley, right? And Kevin makes music with a group called Little Nick's Friends, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the origin of this song and his band.
A lot of people, I've been feeling very disillusioned with the whole, you know, political stuff that's been going on. But I have gotten a lot of joy from listening to some of these resistance singers, songwriters like Jesse Wells and Pete Seeger. So so I'm in a nine-piece punk band called Little Nick's Friends. And we recently decided to write an album called Resist. So this is a song I wrote off of that album called Don't Abide.
Thank you.
Healthcare is a human right and not a quid pro quo. Entitlements are for the people, not the CEOs. Choosing profits over people, you have had your turn. We are beat down long enough, now it's time to burn. We don't have to win it back, it was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake. We don't have to win it back, it was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake. We must act, not stand and watch. It's not time to abide. They will shout, but your 401k, to try to turn you aside. Money's fake, for goodness sake. It's made up to control you. But power comes from the people. Let your voice toll true. We don't have to win it back. It was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake. We don't have to win it back, it was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake. Be courageous as you can, be calm when they arrive. We've learned from peers in other countries, resist and survive. 2, 3, 4, we don't have to win it back, it was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake. We don't have to win it back, it was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake. We don't have to win it back, it was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake. We don't have to win it back, it was never yours to take. The power's in our hands, let's act for goodness sake.
Well, thanks, Kevin. And finally, we have the pleasure this morning of welcoming another newcomer to the Thomas Paine Fellowship, Nathan Searles. Nathan is a songwriter from Conshohocken who writes contemplative songs and uses a lot of finger picking. He's a member of the mainline UU Church and is very active with its music program there. In fact, he runs their open mic night. And he'll perform two songs for us this morning, We Are Nothing But Nothing Without Love and Dreams of Light.
So I'm gonna switch it up a little, do the Dreams of Light first. So this song I wrote, I was having a rather anxious time in my life, and I just like sat here with this riff late at night, and it just calmed me, and it was like the one way I could get to sleep. So this is Dreams of Light. There's a cold wind that knows your name, and it carries its breeze through your thoughts and to your words. And all the nights I've listened, I can't help you now to shine. It is the night that learns to glisten when it feels alive within, and it sings, sweet dreams of light, hold me until dawn. erupt through smiles buried in my heart. And take hold the dark and help it understand this version of love. Puts a close sign on the door. And he makes his wish the first star that he sees that night. And of all the things he asked, there were no strings attached, for he held the beauty of a child within his mind that night. He sang the sweet dreams of light, hold me until dawn. Erupt through smiles buried in my heart. And take hold the dark and help it understand this version of love. I can't be your savior, not within your darkened rooms of thought, where the torture of a silent night can tear your world apart. Doors you cannot close, in the belly of the whale he prays. And searches for his light within. And he's waiting for the hours of darkness to be nothing more than a story used to put a child to sleep. And he sings the sweet dreams of light, hold me until dawn. Erupt through smiles buried in my heart. And take hold the dark and help it understand this version of love. The sweet dreams of light, take me from the dark and fill up my mind with peace endless as the stars, and give rise to hope in the darkest place, and take away my fears and fill my heart with grace.
So this song's really about kind of just how we're all connected. And how the underpinning of it all is just this universal love. called We Are Nothing But Nothing Without Love. Okay, it's up there. There's a smile that lifts you up. The air's as thin as a neutrino's trace. You can see through space and time where the bang began. My eyes can see the parting now. Flash of light and red balloons separating all that is and will ever be. We are old as ancient things, forged in stars and spun in swings. We are nothing but nothing without love. She holds the hand of an endless flame. Well, she and her mom walk through the field. They look through the sky to connect all of the dots. This one's a hunter, that one's a bear. This one's a nebula, a mother of suns. No darkness can take this tiny of a night. We are old as ancient things, forged in the stars and spun in swings. We are nothing but nothing without love. Whoa, whoa. Dust of all these things is gathering before their eyes. But the light of these fires means nothing without love. We are old as ancient things, forged in the stars and spun in swings. We are nothing but nothing without love. We are old as ancient things, forged in the stars and spun in swings. And we are nothing but nothing
without love.
Not all of us can sing and play, but we can still share joy and share love. This is the time in our service when we take the time, all of us together, to hear from one another the things that are important in our lives, our personal joys, our personal sorrows. If you have something you'd like to bring to this group, to this fellowship, to share of your own personal needs, fears, joys, especially joys today, and concerns, do come up, and we'll also invite those who are with us online to raise their physical or metaphorical hands to be recognized and come share as well. Please come. And now I will share these words from Bruce Southworth. Each of us carries secrets, physical pains, frustrations, loneliness, heartaches, or fears, sometimes large, sometimes small. Sometimes these secrets can be shared, as some were today, and our worries then are lifted. Our hurts might be softened, angers healed. And in the sharing, we give of ourselves and we receive gladly. Sometimes the secrets must remain with us, and we must try to forgive those who do not listen or who rush by. And we must forgive ourselves if we call out too softly, too fearfully, or not at all. Yet we will try to risk ourselves again and not give up on others or on ourselves. Each of us carries moments of joy, memories of love, of zest, of beauty, of wonder, of adventure, of touching and being touched. The secret hurts and sorrows are part of life's gift, but we need never forget the joy. Our living is the most curious thing, up and then down, and then up again. For the ride, the adventure, the journey, in all its grace and tumble, we are truly grateful. May the beauty of springtime heal our spirits and hold us. May gentle smiles, given or received, bless us throughout this week to come. Blessed be. We'll close this time with a favorite song.
By singing Spirit of Life, but given the theme of this morning's service, we're going to mix it up a bit. Sufi spiritual leader and teacher of meditation, Pir Vilayat, once said, "Why aren't you dancing with joy at this very moment?" is the only relevant spiritual question. And UU minister and troubadour Rick Maston would certainly agree. Rick Maston was a standard bearer for UU ministers and also for UU troubadours. Rick Maston fortunately died of prostate cancer in 2008, but he was the author of 23 books, a dozen song albums, and the popular hymn, Let It Be a Dance. And his injunction in that song, to see our lives as a dance through the good times and the bad times too, makes Let It Be a Dance a fitting song to close Matters of the Heart this morning. Right?
And the bad times too.
Closing song this morning is This Land Is Your Land, words and music by Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, otherwise known as Woody Guthrie, right? We started this as this whole Troubadours thing is a tribute to Pete Seeger. Don't have his songs on here, but Pete, you know, was not just a singer of songs, he was a promoter of songs and a promoter of singer-songwriters like Woody Guthrie, who he toured with. And in fact, he was touring with Woody Guthrie when Woody Guthrie wrote this song in New York. And Pete performed this song at so many of his gigs, in fact, almost everyone, including his own 90th birthday party. And the icon, the graphic that you see on the order of service is a picture of him with Bruce Springsteen at the birthday party, and he's leading the audience in singing This Land Is Your Land, and just the joy he had in not just making music, but as he said, in getting other people to make music. So let's all join together here. We're going to be joined by the, and what we'll do here, guys, is we'll just pass the mic from one to the other as we do this. Right, Mike? Right, okay. To lead you on this, and the lyrics will be up there, right? Okay.
Now, one little heads up
about this. You may see some verses here that you haven't heard. It's because these verses were kind of stripped out of the version that is played most of the time. And it papers over the idea that this was written really by Woody as a protest song. It was a response to
Irving Berlin's God Bless America, which was sung by Kate Smith, not just at Flyers games later on, but during the Second World War for war bond rallies. And he was kind of upset with the idea that maybe God was not blessing everyone in America. And so he wanted to bring that out. And so these verses we're going to include today. You don't have to sing them. Somebody else will sing them with us, but they're up on the screen, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
The verse that I'm passing this to. Who is right. verse two?
I don't know.
Who is verse two? Sorry. You? If it's neither of you, then it must be him. First, we're just singing the chorus.
This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled and followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond desert. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. That ribbon of my way I saw for me. That endless skyway I saw below me. A golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
There was a high.
Is it yours?
Gary, you're up.
There was a high wall that tried to stop me. A painted sign said, private property. And on the other side,
it didn't say nothing.
That time was for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
One sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple, by the River Forest, I saw my people. As they stood hungry, I stood there wondering, if God blessed America for me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
When the sun came shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters,
living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest waters, this land was made for you and me.
There you go. We extinguish our chalice now, but never the light, not the light of truth, the warmth of compassion, or the flame of liberty and justice for all, which burns within ourselves and which we take with us to share with those whose lives we touch and whose lives touch our own. Whoa, there we go. Yeah, I don't want to end a peace lamp. You know, that was one of those things, right? Okay. I'm going to finish up with a little poem here. It says, if you find yourself hearing again, all you love will turn to dust. Do not raise your small voice against it. Instead, curl your toes into the grass. Walk through the garden's dormant splendor. Say only, thank you. Stick around for announcements. And our postlude this morning is a song by David Perry, who, as I said, couldn't be here because of a schedule conflict. So perhaps you want to stay and hear that.
Love the sound an airplane makes as it hums by high above. I love the sound a baseball makes as it thumps into my glove. I love the sound of carnivals, that jumbled joyful noise of carousels, calliopes, and fun-crazed girls and boys. Searching high and low, I have found there's no more wonderful sound around. There's no more wonderful sound around the sound of happy laughing boys and girls. I love the sound a kitty makes as she catnaps in my lap. I love the sound of tap shoes dancing. She tap, she tap, tap, tap. I love the sound of ocean waves shooshing into shore, while seagulls squawk and children call, please 5 minutes more. Searching high and low, I have found there's no more wonderful sound. There's no more wonderful sound around the world than the sound of happy laughing boys and girls. I love the whoosh of wind as I sled down a snowy slope, and the sound of blowing bathtub bubbles, but I hate the taste of soap. I love the sound of popcorn popping. Hot butter. Ouch. Getting set to watch home movies curled up on my couch. Searching high and low, I have found there's no more wonderful sound.